Hi everybody and welcome to another episode of Help, I'm an Adult. I am your host Sharon, and if this is your first time tuning into this is the podcast that goes through life with you as you figure out all things adulting. So far in this season, I've been discussing lessons I've learned and through things I've experienced in my late 20s, and now that I'm 30, I'm also going to take you along with me as I go through the adulting struggles. I don't want to call them struggles. Struggles and highs, I guess. So far in this season and the last episodes in particular, I've spoken about different kinds of relationships. And today I want to discuss family. So let's get into it. I'm going to be speaking from the perspective of someone who's first daughter in a first generation immigrant family in the UK. Parents are very much still happily married. I have two siblings, and yeah, we've always just been a family that has been close, i.e. yes, we still have arguments. We had disagreement as siblings, and you were mad at your parents and your parents were mad at you at some point, but we're pretty much a stereotypical family, I guess. So recently, over Christmas and New Year, we got to hang out, and I'm sat at the table and I'm thinking, wow, our dynamic is so different compared to what I don't know if I ever imagined what it would be like when we grew up, but I loved seeing us around the table and having my parents interact with us as adults, and even us being very comfortable just chatting with my parents and laughing out loud and having belly laughs, but then the next minute we're having a serious conversation. And I wanted to just tell anybody who's probably right now young adults, probably teenagers, probably early 20s, and you're probably still living at home, that it's not whatever struggle you think you might be having with your parents right now, whatever the dynamic is, if it is a difficult one. One thing I want to tell you is that your parents are also learning as you go along. They're also learning. And that's one thing like I had to acknowledge and I had in the back of my mind, because I think, at least that's what I observed, that I don't know if it's both parents, but one of my parents definitely took some time in knowing how to address things or talk to us about different things, not just like big serious issues, but if they were annoyed, if they were disappointed in something we've done or anything. It took my parents some time to kind of know how to talk to us about it without talking to us like we were still children and making us then feel belittled. And for me, it just ended up in tears because I can't challenge my parents. It's one of those things, and when I think back to it now, I'm like, you know what? They were learning. They've never had to raise 20-something-year-old children before. We're the first. I'm the first. Then my sister, then my brother. But they're learning, and there's grace that's needed there. And now when I see us interact and us go from serious conversation to funny conversations to singing together at the table and harmonizing and also then going down memory lane, I think, you know what, being a parent is a learning curve as well as being a child is. I'm still my parents' child, and my sibling, we're still our parents' children, and we're learning as we go along, but so are they, and grace is definitely needed. So for anybody who is either in a family situation that just feels horrendous and it's not going to change, unless it's like super toxic and it's a case where you probably just need to talk to a professional about it, please go do that. Take care of yourself as well. If it's a case where it's just, you feel like your parents are always scolding you and they don't love you, or you feel like they don't love you, or you feel like they think you're a disappointment, whatever it is, as long as you as a child are doing all you need to do either you being an actual child and going to school, if your parents are academic focused, do your best in school. But I'm not saying be an A-star student, but still do your best. You're respectful, you honor your parents. I promise you that as you grow older and as you get older, things will get better. And I hope they get better anyway. But that's from my experience, that's what it's been. Better in the sense that there's just an understanding, and parents do eventually, again, get it. And children, we will eventually get it that like, your parents are learning. And parents will get it. They'll be like, our children are growing up. So yeah, the dynamic gets better. And if, like I said, if it's unfortunate that you are in a situation where it's just unsalvageable, i.e. it's the opposite of my situation, then I would highly suggest talking to a professional and trying to figure it out safely and securely with reason as well. And I will be praying for you guys as well. So yeah, that's today's episode. That's the lesson I learned. And that parents are still learning as well. They're growing up just as we are growing up in that sense. So yeah, hopefully you enjoyed, you took something away from this. I will be back next week with another episode. Before then, please do feel free to subscribe, like, comment, interact with posts, interact with the polls or the questions if you're on Spotify. If not for this podcast, for this episode, go back to previous episodes and please do feel free to interact with it on there as well. But for now, have a blessed weekend and week ahead. Speak to you all later.